This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. Once again, looking through the Gospel written down by John, the beloved disciple. Looking in John chapter 21. And I have some revelation here that recently God has given to me, starting in verse 15. And this is the story of Jesus and Peter. Peter had gone a-fishing. Remember, Peter said, I go a-fishing. And this is the time when the disciples went out. They said, we go with you. And they went out in the boat, and they fished all night. Now, they were fishing with nets, and so they needed fish that were up near the surface. So they fish at night, and they go out in an area where they think the fish are, and they come up and they enclose them. And I suppose there's some value in all in fish, you know, and they want to put them in the boat. And here the record is that they fished all night and didn't catch anything. And then as morning came and they were returning to the shore, I'm certain they had their nets all cleaned and folded and whatever they had to do. This was their career. After all, they knew what they were doing. And they're coming to shore, and here's a strange man standing on the shore. And so that's a thought for us in our inspiration today, to consider the stranger. You know, who is the stranger? And would God do this today? I think that God brings into our lives maybe times and seasons when something is being presented and we need to stop and smell the roses or stop and notice what's going on and say, is this God? Is this something that God is doing special to teach me something or to commission me or something else? And so we have this stranger standing on the shore, and he says, well, did you catch anything? And they said, and I think he uses a diminutive greeting, as like a familiar greeting in some languages you would use the diminutive, right? And I think he says that, and then he says, well, have you caught anything? And they said, well, no. And he said, well, now cast your net out on the right side of the boat, and you'll catch something. Now, beloved, these are professional fishermen, you know, and they know that the odds of catching anything in the shallow water and the odds of catching anything at that time of the day are nil. You know, they've been throwing that net out, and that's a lot of work, I think, to get it all out there, and they've been doing that over and over and over again. Got nothing, you know, out in the prime grounds. So here they are up close. Well, they said, well, let's just do it. And, of course, we all know the story. It enclosed a great net, a great catch of fishes, 153. And they pulled him in the boat, and for all that, the net wasn't even broken, right? Which, that's just unheard of. And here's these 153 fish, and I'm sure they're thinking, wow, what is this worth, you know? And I don't know. I mean, I don't know, but I don't know how many fish did it take to make a day's wage. I'm not sure any of those values, but it just seems to me like if you can fill your boat with fishes, and from the reaction that they had, this was an amazing. This was like a landslide. And so, beloved, sometimes we have in our lives a landslide. You know, we have something that goes on, and we say, "Wow, what a gift from God!" And that's what this was. And so, interestingly, right away the disciples say, it is the Lord. And then, just like that, we have impetuous Peter that dives in and goes to see Christ, you know. And now we have this picture. And they've eaten their meal, and they're settled down, I suppose. And we have this picture coming up here. And this is John chapter 21. Verse 15, so when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Well, recently we were talking this verse over, and it came out, and I was struck by this thought that when Jesus said, lovest thou me more than these, the concept is, I believe he was gesturing towards these fish. So here is a God before Peter. He's saying, Are you willing to die? The question Jesus is asking. Agape love. He's using the form of love that is the form that says, do you so love me that you are willing to give your life, die for me? Do you love me more than these few little crummy fish? That's the question. And so what are the fish in our life? You know, here we have this challenge, and I guess we can't just move over it and say, well, that was for Peter. No, beloved, that's the question Jesus asks us today. Now, before you say that Peter is so much higher, you know, he was the great apostle, you know, the rock and all this. And, beloved, Peter had a humbling experience, and that was that as Christ was being tried and so on, they identified him. They said, your speech bewrayeth thee. It betrayeth thee, but I love the word bewrayeth. But, and then he began to curse and swear. And so I think that in the day, in the vernacular of the day, most of the men swore and cursed. They used swear words all the time. But the speech of Peter was so gentle, he didn't swear and curse and so on. And so they said, oh, you're one of those Nazarenes. You're one of those followers of Christ. And so in order to prove that he wasn't, he started swearing and cursing, you see. That's how I understand that verse or that passage. So here's Peter, and he swore and he cursed in order to prove that he wasn't one of those. He wasn't identified with Christ. So three times Peter denied Christ. Now, beloved, how many times in our lives have we denied Christ? You know, have we allowed our speech to let people assume that we're not with him, we're not with Christ? And here's what, you know, here is the tender love of God in this passage. And this is an amazing passage to me, because what I see is not only does God extend a hand, God in the form of Jesus Christ walking on the earth in a resurrected body but not an ascended one, but here not only does God reach out a hand, right? Not only does he step down his love to match ours, but, and most importantly, I think what I see in this passage is that he offers Peter a redemptive solution. He offers him a place in the kingdom of God, a function, a purpose. And so here we have it. So he says, Peter, are you willing to die for me? Do you love me more than you love these fish? And Peter's answer is, Lord, you know that I have brotherly fondness for you. I am kindly affectioned. There's two different kinds of love involved in this story. And so Peter says, I have brotherly fondness for you. And then Jesus said, well then, feed my lambs. He's giving Peter back a place of function, of purpose. And, you know, bless God for that. Okay, next, he then says a second time, Simon, son of Jonas. It's like a very familiar, pleasant, loving address. And he says, lovest thou me? And here he's saying, do you agape me? I know I'm not going to ask you if you love me more than the fish. You know, it could be that Peter's saying, well, I really love those fish, Lord. I really, really love those fish. So here's the Lord saying, well, do you love me? You know, do you just love me? And then Peter said, well, Lord, you know that I have a kind affection for you. And so Jesus once again affirmed. Now remember, Peter denied the Lord three times. And so three times we have the Lord saying, you know, affirming the place of usefulness. And here he says, now feed my sheep. And then Jesus said a third time, Simon, son of Jonas, do you have fond affection for me? Now Peter was grieved because he had said the third time, Do you have fond affection for me? And he said unto him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I do have fond affection for you. And Jesus said, Well, feed my sheep. And so, beloved, that was my picture as I considered this passage. And the thing I had not considered before was the three failures of Peter and the three empowerments of Christ. And so I guess I just want us to consider that if we failed, if you failed to serve Christ, if you've denied Christ, I've talked about being a secret disciple, maybe being a secret disciple, maybe being one of this world, one that wasn't broken, you know, some of those different themes that I've discussed over the last several daily inspirations. If that's where we've been, well, now here is the solution, right? And the solution is just simple. It's just to love the Lord. We come back to the fact of love, right? And then he says, and I have a place of usefulness. So go forward, be useful in the kingdom of God. Let God use you where you're at, and just press in. Be a what God wants you to be. Be committed to the King. So that's my encouragement for us in this daily inspiration. God bless you. Thank you for joining us here at the Fountain of Life. If you would like to leave an answer back, if you'd like to leave a comment, you can use mailbox 99.